Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us on our program. Mitch Wiley is the Director of Laboratory Services at CCMH, and Beth Olson is Cass County Public Health Director. We're going to talk a little bit about the opening of the Test Iowa site here with the Cass County Health System. Good morning to both of you.
How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for the time. Mitch, I've talked to Beth at length about all these kinds of things. I want to bring you in here as Director of Laboratory Services. What is your role in this?
Sure. So, you know, obviously in the lab, most of what we do is collection and testing. We're not so much doing that with the Test Iowa piece, but really just kind of lending our expertise in that area, providing some of the staff that are doing the collections, and kind of coordinating the whole process. But this is something more put on by Test Iowa and the governor's offices, and we're just assisting them with that.
Sure, just to make sure the process and procedures are all followed properly.
Exactly.
Okay, because we're not actually doing testing here.
Correct. Okay. These samples get sent to a lab that's been set up at the State Hygienic Lab over in Iowa City, and okay. That's where the testing is actually done there.
Okay, and I guess I should kind of clarify that a little bit. When I say we're not doing testing here, we are doing testing here. We're just not going through that second process. Once the test is completed and sent to a lab, it's being sent elsewhere.
Correct. We're doing specimen collection. So we're doing the swabbing, which is the, you know, piece of getting the sample, and then we send that sample on where they analyze it
further. Sure. Okay. Mitch, I want to ask you quick too. There have been plenty of tests out there and opportunities for folks to do their own kind of tests where they do their own swabbing. Is it beneficial to have a professional do that as opposed to someone who is just doing it at home?
It is. You know, obviously we've got a little bit more experience on getting a good quality sample. The swab that we're doing for Test Iowa goes a little bit deeper in the nose than the self-administered swabs, which is uncomfortable to the patient sometimes, but important. The better sample we get, the better chance we have of getting a good quality result.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll talk more about the process and stuff here in a little bit, but Beth, I want to bring you in as Director of Public Health. Is this pretty exciting to have this opportunity close to home?
You know, it is. We didn't have totally open, totally free testing available within an hour's drive of Atlantic. And so, just with our first day being yesterday, we've had a lot of people even from other counties come in and get tested because we didn't have anything like Test Iowa within a decent driving distance for people. So this has been a really nice thing to bring to the community. And it's, I think it obviously will... we'll find some more numbers, some more new pockets that we weren't aware of. For otherwise, these individuals may have just been isolating themselves at home. But I think it'll give us a little truer picture of what kind of the surveillance looks like in Cass County as well as our neighboring counties.
But gee, Beth, everything has opened up again. Why do we have to keep testing? Is that one of the questions you get?
It is, and you and I have talked about that before. Yes, things are opening up, and we do have to find a way to move forward and live with, some of those. We still want people to socially distance when they can and, consider the amount of people they're spending time with and where those individuals have been. But this really helps us from a public health standpoint control the spread of disease. If we can get people who are ill to stay home, then hopefully they aren't spreading it to others, whether at work or social events. So having this wide open testing for anyone is really valuable. It's valuable information to me as public health for Cass County.
Absolutely. Well, let's walk them through how this works. This is a drive-through service, but that doesn't mean isn't a process ahead of time and you don't need an appointment. Talk about how this sets up.
Yeah, so anybody can go to Test Iowa, the website. It's just testiowa.com to sign up. It's a very simple survey. It honestly shouldn't take more than 5 minutes of your time. You just enter some basic demographic data, your email address, phone, and answer a few simple questions. If you are an Iowan, you will qualify for testing, so you don't have to worry about you know, answering the questions correctly or not. At this time, Test Iowa is open to anyone. At the beginning, we saw that it was just open to individuals who are symptomatic, and so that's nice that this is honestly open for anyone. So we might even catch some individuals who might be what we call asymptomatic. They don't have symptoms, but they still want to be tested. So after you take your test, you will receive what's called a QR code, and it's really just a little pixelated square that it's a unique identifier to you that we can scan when you present to the test site, so we know that you are who took the test, and that's who will pop up, and they'll verify that with your photo ID if you have one, such as a driver's license or a work ID. We want you to call 250-8297 to make an appointment, and that's just simply so we don't have 50 cars lined up all at 8 a.m. when we open, and that's just to manage kind of that flow of traffic and make sure we have enough testing supplies for the coming days and that sort of thing. So you go to Test Iowa, get your QR code, and then call 250-8297 to schedule your time, and then you just show up at that time, and Mitch can walk you through the rest of what happens during your drive-through session.
Yeah, so sure. Once you show up to our test collection site, bring that QR code with you. The attendants that are working there will kind of guide you under. We have a big white tent set up back there. That's where we're doing the swabbing. They'll scan that QR code. They'll scan our little collection device then, so that links you up in that computer system. We go both nostrils of your nose. And like I said, we're going pretty deep, so it's a little uncomfortable, but well worth it to get a good quality sample. And we send those off to the State Hygienic Lab. We send you on your way. Results come back to you online in just a couple of days.
Okay, so it's all pretty simple process, at least not when they're not, you know, putting the swab up your nose. It's a pretty simple process. Those appointments I see are available Tuesdays and Thursdays between 8 a.m. and noon, so hopefully that works out for most folks. Now, if you go on the Test Iowa site and do that now, what about the folks that have gone onto the Test Iowa site prior but maybe haven't gone to a Test Iowa location to do anything? Can they follow up with that now?
Yes, they can. Just go ahead and a little line. Just hit take new assessment. It might be emailing you every week anyway if it has your email already. So you can just take a new assessment anytime. And especially if you've developed symptoms all of a sudden, maybe you didn't think you needed to be tested a few weeks ago, but now you've developed symptoms or you've been exposed to somebody, maybe you've traveled. You know, those would all be, you know, good reasons to come and get tested. So retake the assessment. It doesn't hurt it to take it again. It doesn't affect anything. And then, like I said, you'll get that QR code really pretty quick. And that's a really key piece of information that we need you to bring to the test site. If you present without that QR code, we can't test you, unfortunately. So if you don't have internet access, you know, find somebody that can help you. Take the assessment and print off the QR code for you and bring it. But that is a really key piece of information that we need.
Okay. So when folks get the test results back, what consists of a test result? Does it simply say you're either positive or negative?
Positive, negative, or it may say inconclusive, at which we would want you to be tested again. So, you know, a negative result just means that you don't have COVID at this time. Keep in mind, we've talked about this before, but this is PCR testing. It's not serology testing. So it's just a matter of if you have COVID at the time you were swabbed. So if you're negative, but then a few days later you pick up COVID somewhere and you start presenting with symptoms, maybe you now have it. But then, of course, if the result was positive, your local public health agency is going to follow up with you from whatever county of residence you put down on that Test Iowa site. So it's very important you're putting accurate information in when you are signing up for Test Iowa. If you're putting, you know, the wrong address or a wrong phone number, wrong contact information, Local public health can't find you, and that's a huge part of our contact tracing is having accurate information. So be honest about your address of residence, and so the appropriate local public health agency can follow up with you in a timely manner.
Sure. Well, and I know, like you, I went on the Test Iowa site when they first put it up, and that's been several weeks ago now. Did not follow through with any kind of a test simply because I didn't show up as being a risk for that type of thing. But also, had it shown up that I should probably go get a test, well, gosh, I'd have had to probably drive an hour someplace to do that. And, you know, that's a deterrent. So having this opportunity here close, you would think that more folks who take the time to do the Test Iowa site in the first place, if they feel like they should, they would follow through.
And that's, you know, something that came to mind when you were just talking about having to drive. On the first screen, after you say, like, yes, I want a test, the sites that pop up are the big Test Iowa drive-through sites that the governor has individuals running. So at the very bottom, I believe it says something about, like, other clinics or other sites, and that's what you'll want to select, and then it'll give you the Cass County Memorial Hospital or the Atlantic Clinic site. So we're kind of, like Mitch said, we're helping facilitate this for the governor. You know, this is totally ran by the hospital staff. So we are considered a Test Iowa clinic. So you might have to go one step further to, you know, find the address and that phone number of who to call and kind of next steps. But we are on there. It's just not on that first page since we're not one of the big drive-through Test Iowa clinics that you're seeing in, you know, the more metropolitan type areas like Council Bluffs.
Sure. Very good. Well, again, testiowa.com. It's a pretty easy website name to remember. Go through the process there. And if you do need to schedule that appointment, you get that QR code. 712-250-8297 is the telephone number. And again, those appointments are available Tuesdays and Thursdays between 8 a.m. and noon and can be done pretty quickly. Mitch, it won't take very long at all, will it?
Nope. I'd say 5 minutes or less to get through there.
Oh, very good. That's easier than going through the fast food drive-thru. Very good. Well, thank you both for the time today and appreciate the assistance making this service available to folks here close to home. That really makes a difference. Appreciate it.
Thank you.